Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Luinish Basar Biyako Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding the Durim Daf Pezayim. The Gemara in Mudalev, right before the Mishnah, brings the concept of Toich Ketedibur Kedibur Dami. To explain both the Sugya of Kriya and Mace and the Sugya of Faris the Durim, how can it be that a person who did a Kriya on the wrong person or did a Faris the Durim for the wrong person, how can one change it after the fact? And the answer is that because Toich Ketedibur Kedibur Dami, so a person is able to change what he did within that time frame. The Ran explains that the reason why Toich Ketedibur Kedibur works, because a person doesn't have a Gemirus Das, he doesn't finalize his Deyo immediately, and he needs some time to settle and to make up his mind that's what he wants to do. And that's the reason why there's four things that a person cannot change his mind, because of these things, when a person does it, Avodah Zarah and Kiddushin V'Gerushin, that's when a person does it, he has a full Gemirus Das, so he does it in the first place. The Achronim ask on the Ran a simple question. The Svar of the Ran works if a person is doing something that he made a decision, he wants to change it. But if a person is doing something on a Maisa that was done, for example, a person did Kriya because he did not know that his father died. Toich Ketedibur, he finds out his father's died. So that is not changing his Gemirus Das. He's changing the meaning of the Maise. How does that work with Toich Ketedibur according to the Ran? And then what the Achronim explain, and this is what the Rishim and Shkop says in Shai Yosher, the idea of Toich Ketedibur Kedibur Dami is that because a person doesn't make his mind up like the Ran says, so the Pshat is that the time that comes later is considered to be part of the time which is now. It's as if cultures of bezeh chazeh, whatever comes one after another, it's considered to be bevas achas. It's considered to be coming at the same time. Meaning not that within a certain amount of time a person can change his mind. But when a person has two different things that are happening within a few seconds, within the time of Toich Ketedibur, it's considered happening at the same exact moment. And then we could change not only a decision that he made, but also a mindset that he did. Because if it's 2 seconds later, it's considered to be as if it happened now. What Rabbi Shimon is referring to is that the world is divided to units of time. The time is divided to small moments, which are called in Lashon HaKodesh regoim, a rega. That's what the time is divided to. Because time by definition means it takes some time for time to happen. Time is not a split second. Time has a certain meshech, a certain length. And this idea of Reb Shimon, as many other ideas that he brings, fits very much what we have in Teres HaMachshava. Because the idea of Zman is essential to the concept of the world. The Gemara tells us that the first mimer in the creation of the world is the word Bereshis. What was created with the word Bereshis? Says the Vilna Gaon, Bereshis is the beginning of time. Why Bereshit is beginning of time? So the simple explanation is because Bereshit means the beginning. So whenever I say the word beginning, I'm talking about something that has a continuation. That's time. But there's a deeper sense to it. Because the world is created with a dibur, with talking. And the idea of talking is that talking is something that takes time. When a person sees something, that takes a split second. But in order to hear someone talking, in order to hear even one word, it needs to take some time. When a person hears a few syllables coming one after another, that's when a word comes together. A few words together comes a sentence. Dibur comes with time. The first mimer of the world, the first dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by definition creating time, because dibur is time. And the world is all the talk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every item in the world is called in Lashon HaKodesh Davar. Davar Lashon Dibur. Why? She'akol nihiya bidvar. Everything was created with this dibur. The world is the world of dibur. This is how the world is revealed. Chazal already tells in Sefer HaZoyar, and the Rashi brings it in Tshuva, that the pasuk says, ki sheishis yomim osa Hashem. Because Baruch Hu created the world 6 days. It should have said, ki bes sheishis yomim osa Hashem. Because Baruch Hu created the world within 6 days. It doesn't say that. It says the world was created as 6 days. The world was created as a process of time. That's how the world is created. Ramon Shapir, that's all he always used to say. People think the world exists, then there's time that pushes things around. He says, no, the world is the process of time. The world is a dibur. The world goes from one to another. So Yimele makes so much sense that you have a time which is called the time of dibur, toich kedei dibur. And that toich kedei dibur means you didn't pass yet that moment. It's impossible to have a moment less than a dibur because the world is the world of diburim. So every single unit of time needs to be the minimum shear of a dibur. Without a dibur, I cannot have the concept and the process of the world. And that's the idea of Reb Shimon, that everything that happens within that unit of time is considered happening at the same moment. There's a deep concept that is very kedai to be me'ayin and think about it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.